All right, everyone. On this episode of MAS, we're going to be talking about working from home. Some of the tips and tricks you can use when you're not in the office to stay productive. On the phone, we have with us Daryl Brewer, who's been working from home now for quite some time, almost a year, and he's going to be telling us some of the things that he's learned to stay productive. Welcome to the show, Daryl.
Thank you very much, Todd. Thanks for having me.
So we talked a little bit at the top of the show about working from home, and tell me, how long have you been working from home now?
I've been working from home now for just about a full year.
Excellent. And so that's quite a while to be you know, working from home. So I'm sure you've got some great tips for us. So what type of equipment do you recommend for someone's personal home office?
I was given some good thought to that, and I believe probably the best thing, and this may surprise some people, is to actually get the best set of, just the best pair of headphones that you could possibly get, which probably isn't what people thought, but the thing I probably do most during the day is a lot of calls, like through, like we use Slack, for instance, to do the majority of our communication. So because there's so much of that, really the better headset you have, the better. So I would say, you know, don't skimp out there. Don't be afraid to spend a little money and get a headset that you know is really top quality, that's going to really be able to make you be heard as clearly as possible, because that'll just make a huge, huge difference. But other than that, when it comes to, like in my case, I'm a web developer, so obviously my setup is pretty important for me. So when it comes to peripherals like your keyboard or your mouse or, you know, just your monitor or anything like that, I would say don't be afraid to go out, maybe spend a little money and just make it as comfortable for you as possible. I mean, I have a mechanical keyboard and a nice kind of ergonomic trackball mouse that I use and an ultra wide screen. And basically I've made things as comfortable for myself as possible. So something that you don't really get the chance to do when you're in a work environment, you'll usually have, you know, maybe a chair that's not the best for you, or a smaller monitor, or, you know, I think everybody will, have used a computer that they always want, you know, a little faster or a little better than it currently is. All that stuff that is suddenly under your control that wasn't before, definitely take advantage of that, because it just makes the experience that much better.
That's great advice. That's some great advice. So when you're not in the office and you're working remotely like that, do you ever feel that you're missing out on office activities, and how do you sort of compensate for that?
I can't say I feel like I miss out too much. I mean, there's always usually some things in the office that will happen. You know, every now and then there'll be either a get together or some sort of event for the company to put, you know, just make people smile and relax a little bit. So you do miss that a little bit. But on the flip side, the compensation for that for me I've been able to have a lot more family time than I would ever have had the chance to have before when I was working in an office, especially in my case, because generally I live on the outside of Toronto, so and I would commute into the city every day to work. So my total commute time for a day would be somewhere around 2 hours and 40 minutes, so close to 3 hours. Every day. So all of a sudden, that's time that you're now getting back. And when you start to realize you have that much time per day, that before you were commuting and sitting on a train or a bus or whatever that, or driving or whatever the case was, now you have this time to do whatever you want. So I'd say the biggest compensation for me has been able to see my family. For me, I have a nephew, my brother's son, who's autistic, and I don't get a chance to see him very often. And now, since working from home, we get to spend a lot more time together. Maybe we'll go out for lunch or something. I get to, the bottom line is I get to see him a lot. So the compensation for that for me, you know, more than outweighs the kind of things that I would miss in an office environment.
I think that's great. I think that makes a lot of sense. But there's got to be something that you do miss about being in the office. So what do you miss about being in the office?
I would say mostly the like the day-to-day camaraderie that that you forge with all your coworkers. I've been fortunate to work with some really good people, people who you are going to, you know, are going to be your friends if you happen to move on to another job. And in my case, I'm a freelancer, so I can tend to move from place to place a little more often than other people might. But you're always going to meet good people that that you're going to want to keep in touch with. And in that office environment, you do miss seeing them and just having that day-to-day interaction with people who, you know, they're your coworkers, but they're also your friends. So you do miss a little of that that interaction. That's probably the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have reported that social is that social aspect of the job and some of that water cooler talk that you don't always get when you're working remotely sometimes can be impactful.
Yeah, just like the day-to-day stuff that basically gets you through the day, you know, the stuff you really look forward to when you go to work.
Exactly. Now, you had already mentioned a little bit about your long commute time, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to not having to that long commute.
Right.
What are some other things? What do you not miss about being in the office other than the commute?
I would say mostly the when you're at work, there's always going to be smaller activities that that kind of drive you a little crazy, whether it's the daily 15-minute status meeting or just stuff like little things like that that kind of pull you out of your working environment for some sort of kind of corporate reason. So I can't say I really miss that part of it at all. The communication that I have from home in our kind of daily meetings on Slack is really accomplishes the same thing, and you're doing it in the comfort of your own home. So I'd say that's probably the biggest thing. There's just less of that, I guess the best term is corporate minutiae. I don't know if that's the exact term for it, but just those little things, you know, that kind of pull you out of your productivity, and those things just don't really happen when you're working at home. You can really budget your time in a way that suits you. I mean, I guess that's probably the biggest thing. You have so much more control over your time than you did when you're into the daily routine of going to the office and coming back home again.
Excellent. Yeah, I think, and I'm sure you don't miss any of the office politics that sometimes get flung around.
No, not at all. I'm a guy who basically sits in front of a screen and writes code all day. So the less politics I see, the better. I just want to be able to get my work done to the best of my ability. So this definitely helps with that for sure. I can definitely say from a productivity standpoint, it's just so much easier. Sometimes you just need to shut the world off and put your headphones on, you know, get your head down and get done what you need to get done. And for a home environment, that is just the perfect setting for that.
So you've given us some great tips here. And I'll be honest, I didn't think about the, spending money on a quality headset and other equipment that you might need for home, whether that be an ergonomic mouse and keyboard and a larger monitor. And like you said, a nice comfortable chair.
Absolutely. The chair might be the best.
Yeah, absolutely. So finally, what are some just general tips that you have to make people successful when working from home?
I'd say the biggest thing, and this really, I think, goes even in a work environment as much as a working from home environment, and that is, for me, communication is everything. And that's to say, let your team and your coworkers know what you're doing, know what's going on. The more up to date they are, or the more up to date your boss is and knows what's going on, the happier everybody's going to be. I mean, that's kind of the grease for the wheels for everything else, I find. So I would say that's number one. So in this kind of case, it's just whether it's a quick text message to whoever you have to send it, or a 5-minute call on Slack to go over a couple of things, or whatever the case may be, you still have that instantaneous communication. It's just not in the like the face-to-face, quicker spoken way, but really you're not going to lose any significant amount of time doing it either through a call or a quick text message. So I'd say that's probably the biggest thing. Another thing I would say is really budgeting your time. I think one of the things that I struggled with at first was all of a sudden I had more time than I knew what to do with. Like when I started to do this, you're so used to, okay, I got to be up by 6:30, hop in the shower, do all my, you know, shave, brush your teeth, do all everything that you normally do when you're getting ready to get dressed, go off to work, catch the train off you, you know, get to work, all of that, that regular routine, all of that is now gone. So when you budget your time, and when you really have to, especially if you're in a home and you've got a spouse and kids and a lot of other people running around, really to budget your time. So when you're working as much as you can. That I find really helps. It just helps you put in the put yourself in the same mindset that you would be if you were at work. And really, the bonus is that you're just in a more comfortable environment. So you feel better, and the better you feel, I think the more comfortable you're going to be knocking out the work that you have to do. So those would probably be the two biggest things.
Excellent. That is all the time we have for today, Daryl. I want to thank you for being part of today's show. You've given us some great tips and some techniques there to make us more successful when we're not in the office.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, everybody. That'll do it for this episode of MIS. Until then, happy working from home.